23 shows, and then plus their guests. So their knobs are everywhere. And so Monday morning, we have a few minutes of doing this. That's okay.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning, Wing.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm hanging in there.
Still learning, huh?
It's a good Monday morning.
Yep, you're here. And, you know,
you worked
to go
over the weekend too, right?
Saturday.
So you saw, you know what we're talking about with all the shows.
Yes.
Had lots of guests coming through. Was it a good, was it rich?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
and we have, of course, Bad Bob sitting hovering. He's at the low hover, not the high hover. Low hover's okay. Low hover is just everything's going the way it should be. I tell you what, let's head over to our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute with Catherine. Catherine Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. At this time, markets are negative. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 6 at 16,296. The S&P 500 is down fractionally at 1865. And the NASDAQ is down 33 at 4240. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 18 cents at $17.38. And Facebook down $1.52 at $65.72. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is positive 6 cents at $25.84, and Pepsi is down 29 cents at $81.85. In the bond market, we're finding higher prices on the 30-year bond yield, bringing that to 3.60%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 71 cents at $100.17. Gold is down $17.40 at $1,318.60. And silver is down 13 cents at $20.17. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Catherine, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 708-808-908, right here, giving us the latest on what's happening in Wall Street. And, of course, if you need to know what's happening and you want to know what to do with your investments, you've got any questions about your investments, retirement plans, annuities, anything, give them a call at 243-7561 and then head on down to Park Marina Drive, Wells Fargo Advisors.
All right, we've got a lot of stuff going on in the headlines today. We're going to be talking about things that happened over the weekend. Also international, what happened with Malaysian Airlines this morning, as well as Egypt. I've got a lot of stuff to cover, but right now let's talk about the weather. 54 degrees out right now. If you're just tuning in, we're going to have a sunny day. Yeah, with temperatures around 78. Wasn't it fabulous over the weekend? Tonight, we have increasing clouds with temperatures around 48. Now, Tuesday, we begin in our rain segment again. Aren't we excited about that? So, Tuesday, forecast calls for rain, and Wednesday rain, and so you put the pads out, now you bring them back in. I always say that, you know, you're the cushions. But that's okay. We're so excited about that. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are our warm friends. Now, you know, over the weekend, it was so wonderful to go visit. We had to go see my mom and dad. You know, my parents are, they're 81, 83, and just, we just decided, we made a commitment that we were going to go down and see mom and dad, once a month if we can. So we just do an overnighter down to Sacramento. And so the reason I'm bringing this up is because we slept on their bed, and I've been sleeping on this bed for I don't know how long, but my niece actually, I felt like the points of my knees went numb. And then I realized, you know what? I'm so spoiled by my sleep number, you know, because I don't have these little points in my legs that go numb because of the sleep number. And my setting is 40, and I'm just staying there now. I moved around, but now I'm just loving 40.
Well, you know, with the dual air technology, you can adjust either side. My sleep number setting is 35. But here's the thing about it is that it's not just something that we're making up. It's in Consumer Reports, the number one bed. It's clinically proven to help back and neck pain.
Well, I know why.
Well, it is. And we enjoy it. And not only that, but frankly, I really enjoy sleeping. There's been so much of my life where I didn't sleep, or I was hanging on sides of hills, or I was sleeping in mud, or there were things going off around me that, you know, makes it hard to sleep, makes it difficult to sleep. So I really covet my sleep. That's why, you know, when we're sleeping on our sleep number, it gives us the rest that we need. Plus the fact it's made in America, it's guaranteed. And right now you can save $400. It's the lowest price ever on the popular sleep number P5 bed, located in the Target Shopping Center, our sleep number store there. And I tell you what, either see Brian or Janice or anybody in there that can, they'll show you how to get a great night's sleep. And like I said, you can get a great night's sleep. And how much is one of those worth? Sleep number.
All right. Now, coming back, let's talk about flood insurance. A lot of stuff about water. We got a lot of stuff about water. Of course, over the weekend at the home show, how to be able to use water wisely. And, you know, I know we all think that, you know, it's not really affecting us yet, but it's something that I think it's probably one of what do you call it? Like, it's an American duty. It's a duty that we need to do for the rest of our country, for the rest of our state, for our neighbors.
Conservation.
It's conservation. And I remember when you came back from Iraq and I brushed my teeth, you said, look at all the water you're wasting.
You are. When you turn on the water and you leave it on while you're brushing your teeth, you're wasting water.
And
you know,
just that
I remember times. I remember times when, and you know, it's not like one of these things that you know. I drink water out of a camel footprint. You know, that's the only water we had. No, it wasn't that. But you know, having to bathe in a quart bottle or a liter bottle that you would have, you know, you'd have two of them: one to get yourself wet, and then one to rinse yourself off. And I see the amount of water we waste. And I say that about me too now. I mean, I take longer showers where before I took shorter showers. It's time to get back into thinking about conservation. But conservation can't do it all. We need more water storage areas. That's why, you know, the Sykes Reservoir is a great idea. But we need to, you know, and we need to have other places that we can, that we can store water. And, you know, without that, there's no amount of conservation, you know, that environmentalists will say that will take the place of this unless you want people to stop bathing once, you know, bathe once a week and you flush your toilets once a week, whether they need them or not. Or that you take, you know, everything, you take the low flush toilets, which, you know, unless they're working better than they used to, is really a two flush toilet, which is the same as a one flush toilet now. You have that. You have, you know, I've been seeing a lot of these in restaurants now or places where it's a waterless, urinal there where Whoa. You go to the bathroom. There's no water in it. It goes someplace and it's taken care of. It doesn't smell or anything. I thought, well, that's a good idea. Saves water. There's a lot of things that save water, but that wasn't even one of the things we were going to talk about. Hey, welcome home Vietnam Veterans Day, Saturday, March 29th. That's this Saturday at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then a ceremony is at the Veterans Cemetery at IGO at 10:30 a.m. It's sponsored by the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357. For more information, call Eddie McAllister, 524-7504. Or Ken Johnson, 247-1909. Eddie was just awarded a leadership award here.
Eddie McAllister.
Yeah, Eddie McAllister, you know, Vietnam veteran.
We've seen him at so many veteran events.
You know, I hate to use the word community activist, but here's a person that is active in doing so many things for our community, for the veterans, for people of color, people of all colors. This is Eddie McAllister. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and come back. We got a lot of things to talk about. The Malaysian airliner is just one of them. What about
Egypt?
Egypt. How about the birth control is now in front of the Supreme Court of the United States. Plus, there was an article written over the weekend from somebody saying, hey, you know, we've gone way past this need to have two senators for every state and an electoral college. We should, you know, it should be, why should states with the population of California have the same amount of senators as the state of South Dakota? And, you know, let's talk a little bit about that one, too. But we'll be right back. Oh, and Senator Ted Gaines is going to be with us here at 8 o'clock. First time Ted's been on the show in a long time. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans. Choice of soup or salad and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Redding Gun Owners of California is hosting its 5th annual fundraiser banquet and auction, March 29th at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Join other advocates of the Second Amendment for a night of festivities, gun raffles, and one-of-a-kind auction items. All proceeds go to continue the fight for our constitutional right to own, possess, and carry firearms in California. Tickets can be purchased from Jones's Fort, 223-3223.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Wake up in the morning and I'll raise my weary head. I've got an old coat for a pillow and the earth was last night's bed. Don't know where I'm going, only God knows where I've been.
That's you, baby.
Hey, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Oh, Wayne.
Can
look
you
at
see
you. Here's this quiet-looking guy out here pulling music out. Hey, this portion of the show
Bon
brought to you by our friends of Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutrition experts. They have the largest selection of food, of natural foods and supplements in all of Northern California. You know, in-store deli, they have four nutritionists on the staff to help people, and that's at no cost to you. Classes on health and diet, they have raw foods, organic foods, you name it, they have it, all located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, get healthy.
I can't say enough about that.
Joe
Martino is a great guy too.
Yeah, take control of your life.
Yeah,
and
he has Amazing Foods for Life there too. Vicky, his daughter started, and it's swept through California. It's working its way east.
Okay, Malaysian Airlines. This is just kind of a, I don't know sent a text message to families of passengers aboard the ill-fated flight of 370, telling them the plane went down in the southern Indian Ocean. Finally, they came to the families and said, and that happened this morning, to assume that no one on board survived. A text message was read live on BBC TV. The report came as Malaysian Prime Minister called an unscheduled news conference this morning to report a new development into the missing Malaysian airliner as new sighting of debris was reported in the Indian Ocean.
Yeah, but nothing's for sure yet, though. They found debris, but...
But to get a text message to say, hey, no survivors.
Yeah. Oh,
message.
Is that how he did it?
Is
that how he did it?
Was text message.
To all the families?
Text message.
Wow.
But it was read live. The text message was read live on BBC TV, but it was a text message anyway.
What they found now, it's 2 weeks now, and they're still trying to figure out pilots, takeover by terrorists, catastrophic failure, pilots' mental state. Here's, you know, one of the articles you see is that when they test pilots, you know, when they hire them, they give them a mental, to see if they're stable mentally, but that's the only one that they get. So was the man stable mentally? Was it, you know, what exactly happened? I don't know if we will ever find out what happened. And here's the other thing. If you're at 40,000 feet and then all of a sudden you drop straight down and you've got a high rate of speed. If you go directly into the ocean, I think it disintegrates. I'm not sure anything's left. If you remember what happened, and okay, here he goes, conspiracy theorist. Remember when the plane hit the Pentagon? When the jet hit the Pentagon, everybody's going, "Oh, where'd it go then? Where'd it go?" Well, when it hit, it just disintegrated there, and they found parts, but not, you know, everybody wanted to find the whole plane. You're not going to do that. And anyway, this is we're back on the back. It was on the front page again this morning, not the front page, but on the news morning, because they did find some more debris, but they said it could be anything.
Okay, well, the Australian Maritime Safety Authority said the search area was expanded from 22,800 to 26,400 square miles, including a new separate area based on data provided by France and made public Sunday. It is not thought that the French debris sightings are near the area where China and Australia have spotted floating objects. So we'll keep you abreast as it comes out. We have new information, you know, coming out as we during our morning show. We'll let you know.
Okay. The birth control. Ta-da. Birth control. The coverage is in front of the Supreme Court of the United States. And it pits the religious rights of employers against the rights of women to have their choice of birth control to include abortions. And here's what's happened on that is very 50 companies, large companies, smaller companies have said, look, this goes against our religion to provide birth control for abortion. We're not going to provide money for abortion. We're not going to cover abortions. And of course, this has been under the Obamacare plan. So they have sued and they are now up in front of the Supreme Court by saying, look, we do not mind providing, we don't mind providing birth control until the egg is fertilized. Until the egg is fertilized. And then at that point, now it becomes abortion. And we do not want to cover that. We have our own, we have our religious rights. We have our religious freedom. And so the, of course they were sued to say, well, you may have your religious freedom. It may be your company, bucko. But if the women want birth control coverage that includes abortion, you've got to cover it. Well, as you know, don't do that right now. Don't do that right now.
I asked him to open the pants.
I know, but don't do it right now.
Okay.
Wayne was going to get up on a chair that moves and move things around. And Bob and I were just sitting there watching, waiting for this for him to fall on us.
I need it. It's hotter than heck in here this morning. So there you go. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
We are live here.
Anyway,
what was that? Somebody's alarm.
Ambulance.
It's called a siren. Linda, step away from the coffee, okay? Just step away from the coffee right now. Anyway, the birth control coverage, it's in front of the Supreme Court. And the question is what are they going to do with it? All right. The other thing I wanted to talk about, but I tell you what, why don't you hit you want to talk about what's happening in Egypt you just saw
Well, a court in Egypt sentenced 529, get this, 529 supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood to death Monday. That's today, as part of a mass trial that highlights ongoing attempts to squash the Islamist movement. More than 150 to 545 defendants stood trial on charges of killing a policeman and attacking police. The others were tried in absentia. This is from the Associated Press. 16 defendants were acquitted after hasty hearings lasted only 2 days. And see, this is how it's done in Egypt, folks. And defense lawyers complained that never had a chance to present their case in the trial held under Upper Egyptian city of Minya.
Okay. Well, those Muslim Brotherhood, right? This is part of that Arab Spring. I wonder how that's working for them now. There's a letter in the paper the other day or yesterday about we need to change democracy around. And why do we have why is it set up the way it is in the United States? And we need, it's obviously time to change it. And part of it was to do away with the Electoral College. Because, it should be, one vote should do it instead of Electoral College where all the states have something to say about it. And, I can go into that it's the fact it's a republic and not a democracy and all those things, but most people should know that. And if you don't know it, you should know it. But here's the other one. The gentleman wrote, why two senators for each state? When it was brought, they brought them in because they, back in the 1700s to try and get all the states into it so that they would, think that they were losing all of their freedoms and all their rights to a federal monolithic government, which we, of course, look where we are now in only 200 and something years. But the question is, and then it said, then he wrote that, you know what, why should New Hampshire have the same amount of senators as New York? Why should South Dakota have the same amount of senators as California? I mean, there's a lot more people here. We do a lot more, a lot more economy. We have all this stuff. Why should they have the same amount of senators as the state of California? Well, let's go through that real quick. How about this? Look what's happening right now in California. You have the Democrat process of just the numbers of people, which does away for all the rights that we have in Northern California. And if you did away with the senator things, oh, let's just give California 12 senators and give no senators to South Dakota and North Dakota, or give them 2 senators for South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, and Montana. And even then you wouldn't get close to the number of people that you have in California. Well, then what happens to those people? What happens to the rights of those people? They have no rights then. Then they can, then they get into the, when you have, say give them 2 for 4 states or 5 states, add Idaho into that. And then they have 5 and the state of California has, 12 then. Where's the fairness in that? Where is the fact that these states have a right to be heard, and these 2 senators are so important from these states to be able to, present what's important to their states and actually have something to say about it, actually be there for the electoral process, for elections, and for passing legislation, and to introduce legislation for their people? I mean, if you didn't have it, you wouldn't need – why even have then presidential elections that where the presidents or the candidates even went into counties or states like Idaho or Nevada or any of these places? They would just stay and spend all their money in New York, Florida, Texas, Illinois, California. Where else? I think that's about like 5 states or 6 states. So when you think about it, is that what we want? We want the inner cities to run the country? The inner cities, the urban areas to run all of this country? Is that really what we want? I don't think so. I think we want representation that covers this whole country. What about, when people get into this representation and they think about, well, for so long, look at the Jim Crow laws and it kept the blacks from voting. Well, they did. Well, look what we've got now. Do we have representation in this state up in the Northern California? And if you took away the senators from the other states, what representation would they have? It's not even a good idea. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive
stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our Salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda Registry.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It is currently 54 degrees. We're live here. How are you this morning? 7:33 in the morning. My goodness. And we're really excited. Our guests have rolled in today. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by
Indwelling, our friends at Indwelling, the great furniture store.
Just heard a
store.
Fabulous commercial. They just have expanded space, too, in the back of
Over there.
So I know they've got some, floor coverings coming in, and, gosh, we hope that they're going to, remodel our lobby. I really hope Indwelling can do that for
us. Floor coverings, wall coverings, they've got it. They're right across the street from Jack's at 1760 California Street in that, where Bombay's is right there. Indwelling, furniture and art objects. Type call, visit.
Our guest this morning, is Linda Richards, who is the founder of Safe Haven Horse Rescue. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's turn our mic up on that. And we're talking about the second annual Winnie and Roses Spring Gala.
Yes, it's our biggest event of the year to help us pay for the vet care and the feed for all the horses at Call Safe Haven Home.
Well, let's hear about, just give us a visual of where you are and what your place looks like and what you do.
Well, we're in Cottonwood. We're off of Gas Point Road on West Anderson Drive. We've got 25 acres. We're actually looking for another place that's a little bit more horse-friendly with nice big pastures and stuff, if anybody might have something like that. We have probably 60 horses at the moment that we care for. Anything we have miniatures and drafts and everything in between, Arabs, quarter horses, lots of thoroughbreds, warm bloods. We get horses from animal control, individual people that can no longer care for them, people whose families have passed away and left their horses. It's just all different situations.
Wow.
And we have Buddy I picked up over a year ago, July. He's put on over 400 pounds. He was left in a field basically starving because what little grass there was, he couldn't eat. He's on a diet now because he's getting too fat. He lives on my mush recipe.
So he loves your mush
recipe? He loves my mush. Yeah. They call it Linda's Magic Mush. But we're strictly donation supported, volunteer based, no kill, horse rescue and sanctuary. And the Winnie and Roses is one of our biggest events for fundraising to help us raise money to help take care of the horses.
Well, this sounds like a blast. And, you know, April 5th is right around the corner. My goodness, we're sitting here looking at – I mean, that's a Friday night, right?
No, it's a Saturday.
No, it's a Saturday. Okay,
it's
that's
a Saturday.
Okay. So only reason because I know I was already booking some people for my Thursday night show. Mm-hmm. That's been coming up. So it's at Facero Hall, and what you're doing is you're raising funds that are going to go towards, you said, the vet bills
and feed. Our my hay guy just informed me that our hay is probably going to double.
Whoa.
With the drought and everything. So instead of going through $200 a day in hay, we'll be going through $400.
Average bale of hay cost today?
Anywhere from $17 to $20 a bale.
Wow.
It's just amazing.
What kind of hay?
Grass is more expensive than alfalfa, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, or alfalfa grass. We go through 25 tons of alfalfa, and I go through a couple tons of grass every month.
I always thought, used to be grass hay.
Alfalfa was more.
grass hay used to be a lot cheaper.
Years ago.
Yeah.
But it's supply and demand. There's a lot more people using grass hay than alfalfa or an alfalfa grass mix.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it just depends.
Well, I was in 4-H as a kid and we had horses.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was, you know, my dad was kind of like, you know, that was a wonderful thing. We did it together and so we had to, you know, get the hay from the feed store and put it in the back of the truck and throw it out. That was one of my jobs in the morning was to, you know, split the hay and put it out for the horses
right.
and some of the. So what would you say it cost on an average per day per horse by the time you feed it alfalfa and oats, whatever, your hash, your magic, whatever
well, we
that is?
We have a sponsorship program at $65 a month. And mm-hmm. it's a tax-deductible donation, and that's a way of somebody to be able to have a horse at Safe Haven that doesn't have a place, can't afford a horse, has never been, you know, had horses. We figured it cost, we need actually three sponsors a month to actually pay for what it costs to take care of a horse. So that's $65 times three.
Well, let's get
a month.
Let's get
about
a little $200. Bit, Linda, in your history, how did you fall into this?
Well, I didn't fall into it. I actually started it on purpose. I had my own horse as a kid growing up for 16 years. I started out 16 years old as a vet technician. And I was getting so busy and working so much, and he was so used to me being with him all the time. I got a hold of a large animal vet friend of mine, and we found him a home with a 15-year-old little girl that gave him all the time and love and everything that he needed that he was used to from me. And he was 22 at the time. So after all these years later, and I made the mistake of going to the auction here and seeing what the horses were going through, and I thought, you know, there's got to be other people in the same situation I was. I want what was best for my horse at the time. And here we are almost 20 years later and hundreds of horses later. So that's
okay,
how it started.
Okay, well, you can get your tickets. Again, the event is April 5th. That is Saturday. And, it's at Facero Hall. You're getting a beautiful prime rib dinner prepared by Anderson Rotary. So
yes.
Everybody's kind of come together as a community. Full bar, music, door prizes, raffle silent, and live auction items. So it's one of those great events. Tickets are $40 per person or $375 for a table with 10 guests.
Right. And if it's a business that buys a table, they can decorate their table to advertise their business. And we're going to have a table decorating contest.
Oh, how fun. That'll be great. Now, you can get your tickets at Mary's Pizza Shack, Anderson Boot Barn and the outlets there, and Cottonwood, the Western Unique and Shabby Chic. Well, tell us about that place.
Oh, it's a cute little place. It's got all kinds of purses and western wear and just homewares. It's just an amazing little shop.
Fun. And in Red Bluff, you can go to the Loft inside Reynolds Ranch and Farm Supply, and or you can go online to safehavenhorserescue.org.
Right, and they can buy the tickets through our PayPal, and we can either have them on wheel call or we can mail them to them, or they can actually come out to Safe Haven and purchase them out there also.
How many horses have you rescued over the years, would
well
you say?
Well over 1,000. Well over the sound.
What do you do with them?
I mean, we have the sound healthy horses that can be adopted. We adopt those out into great homes, and those adoption fees is another way that helps us pay for their care.
And how much to adopt a horse?
Right now we have horses $600, $800, $1,200. It just depends on the horse. We don't have one set fee for everybody. We base it on each horse as an individual. So it just depends on the horses. We have miniature horses and thoroughbreds, quarter horses. We have a lot of nice horses available for adoption. We have a lot of nice high-end horses. We have one horse that was sent up to us from Southern California that was imported from Germany, $125,000 Oldenburg, that can no longer jump only because he had some tendon issues. So long he's not jumped, he's sound, healthy, and rideable. And so we have the kids that sponsor him. Oh, he's huge. He's 17 hands and a massive body.
Do you have any mules?
We don't. I don't. People that have mules love their mules.
Mm-hmm.
We have not had a mule yet. We've had miniature donkeys mm-hmm. and donkeys and burros, but no mules.
The mule people, it's interesting because either you love it. Now, we have a friend that has mules and horses
mm-hmm.
and took us up in the wilderness, and we rode on mules and horses. And it was a lot of fun, but they're pack, boy. That's a family. And
right.
one, you could never take one away from the other.
Right.
They had to all ride together. You had to lead them. And
yeah, it's
fun,
amazing
it?
What they do with mules now. They're doing dressage. They're doing jumping. They're doing working cow. They're doing everything with them. It's just amazing.
What'd you have? Carl was a horse guy.
Well, one of our instructors, Sue Sally Hale, played polo on a mule.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Just offended everybody.
Oh, I imagine.
And she was out and, just offended everybody when she was playing with a mule. And the people were just, you know, because she didn't care. She, you know, Sue Sally was the first woman ever to play, you know, and, she was the first person, I think, inducted, but second person, a woman inducted into the Polo Hall of Fame. She,
oh,
she used to
amazing.
Disguise herself because she couldn't play with men. So she would come in, you know, her teammates knew who she was, but she'd come in with a fake mustache and,
oh,
and,
her,
and, and wearing a, you know, a, very, very restrictive clothing so that when she was playing out on the field, but she would come out and she had a mule that she had trained to play polo, and it just made people crazy. Because here's this mule out there running and bumping and she played off it. So
now you did endurance races. So
yeah.
What kind of horses did you have with your endurance
Arabs.
Race?
Arabs.
We
yeah.
have Arabs at the ranch that have been retired to us that have been endurance horses most of their lives.
And that is, you know, when you become a horse person and you find that it's a language, like the other night we were having dinner, and Muriel, if you're listening, thank you so much for the Meyer Lemons. Anyway, we met this gal the other night, and she is a horse lover, and I think she has a descendant of what we were talking about.
It's either Secretariat or Seattle Slough.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's Seattle Slough, but if, you know, because we were talking about Seattle Slough and Secretariat. So we'll find out
anyway.
Today. See which one of us is right, because now it's become a point of,
yeah. well,
of honor here.
We've had 9 Secretariat descendants, and the mayor we have adopted recently was a great-great-granddaughter to both Secretariat and Seattle Slough.
Wow.
Wow.
And so we got the first one from Contra Costa County Animal Control, and this mare we also got from Contra Costa County Animal Control.
And these are adoptable.
Yeah, these all have been adopted already
wow.
in great homes, definitely.
So you gotta have the ranch. You got to
yep.
be able to care
at least
for
it. You have right. to have a place to care for it.
Or
you
a place
can
that
board
you know
it.
That you can board it, that
right.
it's going to take
care
of it. You can ride on. We have some friends that do that because they just don't have the property, but they go out weekends.
Well, we also board at Safe Haven also.
Oh, you do?
So you
we
can
do.
Can
we
you have, ride Can you ride out at your place?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We,
plenty of area?
We have an arena, we have a round pen, and then we have a little bit of acreage that you can do a little bit of trail riding on. But we do board out there also, so we have several horses that have been adopted from Safe Haven and boarded out there. But, you know, we want them to get adopted and go on
right.
to home so we can open the door to help
right.
more horses.
Right.
Because we have an extensive waiting list.
Oh, do you? Okay, so Saturday, April 5th, you can help out. It's $40 a ticket. You can go to safehavenhorserescue.org or just go to Mary's Pizza Shack or, like I said, some of these other places, Boot Barn, Western Unique, Shabby and Chic, and Cottonwood. And the sponsors, thank you, by Budweiser, Anderson Rotary, the Red Buff Daily News, and
everybody else is
everybody else is buying tickets.
Is
I like how you've got date night there. It's a fun date night because, you know, you've got music too.
Yeah, we have a DJ that's going to be there playing music by
yeah.
the way. So he's great. He was there last year. We sold 320 some tickets last year, and our goal this year was 400.
Uh-huh.
I'm not quite sure how far we've gotten. I'm hoping to. I would be happy with at least what we had from last year. Everybody had a great time.
Saturday, April 5th.
It's a good night to do that. So let's, you can get your tickets at Mary's Pizza Shack, in Anderson, the Boot Barn in Anderson Outlets, Western Unique and Shabby Chic on Gas Point Road, the Loft in Red Bluff inside the Reynolds Ranch and Farm Supply, and also online from Safe Haven HorseRescue.org. For more information, call 347-4941, the second annual Winnie and Roses. Our guest,
Linda Richards, thanks so much.
Has been here
founder.
With us.
Of Safe Haven Horse Rescue.
Well, you know what? This is something that
makes us
we've
want to
heard
go.
About you.
Yeah,
but
mm-hmm.
you know, we haven't. I don't think that we've had the opportunity to.
No, this is the first time I've been able to come in.
And this is what we yeah. love about doing covering these kinds of things, because we learn so much about
right.
out things that are happening in our community that we maybe touch on or hear about. But this is really wonderful. Thank you for. You know, you're following your calling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And by the way, this is a local 501 nonprofit.
Yes.
No
we
Kill
are.
Horse Rescue, run by volunteers and donations.
That's
so
it. Definitely.
You can write off this.
Yes, you can.
All right.
We'll
thank
forward.
You so much for
thank
what you,
you
do.
Linda.
Oh, well, thank
and
you.
And this won't be the last time.
Oh, definitely.
Once
I
you have
forward.
On more times.
Well, good. I look forward to seeing you. And everybody can go on our Safe Haven Horse Rescue and Sanctuary's Facebook, too, and get our newsletter and all kinds of information.
Great.
Okay, Linda,
okay.
thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 7:45 in the morning, 54 degrees out. It's supposed to be a really beautiful day.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow-roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 54 degrees out there. Going to be a great day. Weather always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, family-owned, family-operated. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry. Go see Leonard up on Hilltop Drive. He will be the expert in helping you with gold. Perhaps you want to sell some gold, or you want to have a ring redone or jewelry remade. He's an opal expert. They have a lot of vintage jewelry, which I love, estate jewelry we call it, and the only watch repair person in the North State in Reading that can actually take a watch apart and fix it and do the timepieces and the whole thing. Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call at 222-2750. Oh, go to 2225. A lot of twos in here. 2225 Hilltop Drive.
There you go. Four Winds Jewelry. What's on your, anything on your mind or anything that's, Wayne, what happened this weekend that kind of got you all fired up? Anything? Does anything get you fired up, Wayne? Okay, is that a tough question?
It is. There was,
you're just mellow, aren't you?
This weekend, I'm pretty mellow, but this weekend I was in here on Saturday and I had fun and that was my weekend.
Okay.
Okay, that was cool.
You know, and Bad Bob said he weed whacked a lot. You know, here's what we did. We, on Sunday morning we got up and, we decided to, let's go maybe go see a movie. But then it was such a beautiful day, we ended up playing golf. I tell you what, us on the golf course, it's worth it. Somebody should follow us around with a camera. a video camera because, you know, it's whack.
And we did not fight.
I didn't say that. Yeah. Anything about fighting.
It's nice not to fight.
It's been weeks since we've had an argument, not to fight. That Bob had to get between us and took hits to his face and bitten twice. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, we swing so gracefully and then we go replace the clump of dirt. We just knock 10 feet down the fairway and then we pour sand on it. I mean, when you can follow us.
I'm happy if I hit the ball.
You could follow us by the trail of sand pits.
Yeah.
That we kept putting sand in all these divots we were hitting.
We played at Lake Redding, 9 holes, and it was wonderful. You know, of course we do a cart. I like to do the cart myself. But, it was beautiful. It was fun.
It was two and a half hours.
They're very nice, and it was just stress-free. Actually, I had it the first time stress-free. I mean, I get mad at myself for missing the ball.
Now, Linda doesn't mind me coaching her unless there's people around. And so I was coaching her, you know, and just as I started coaching, there's some other people had come up. And she turns around, and she smiles at me. Now, every man has seen this smile. Look at me, Bad Bob and Wayne. You guys are married. You all have seen this smile before, right? This one. It's really a snarl. It's a snarl that just kind of gets your attention right then. And right then I just stopped talking. I just went, oh, okay.
Yeah, it was giving me too much direction in the middle of a swing.
Swing away. Yeah. Swing away.
You know, speaking of what's really funny, talking about fighting and making up. You want to hear a funny story. Remember the cat?
Oh, that 22-pound cat that trapped the people?
The large cat that scratched a Portland toddler last week and then trapped his owners in a bedroom.
They called 911. They called 911 to be rescued from a 22-pound cat. What happens if there was like a 150-pound bad guy in there? What do you do then?
I don't know. He's gone home now.
Uh-oh.
Back after a stay at the animal shelter. Spokesman Mike Oswald said Thursday that Lux is healthy and shows no signs of abuse. And when the owners wanted him back, oh my God. So the shelter does everything it can do to accommodate a family that decides not to surrender an animal. The report was a 4-year-old Himalayan arrived Monday at the shelter after owners Lee Palmer and Teresa Barker asked workers there to come for him. Since then, a local cat behavior specialist has offered to help the owners.
The cat whisperer.
Lux is also slated for an episode of My Cat from Hell on Animal Planet. A star is born, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, let's talk about Turtle Bay a little bit this weekend. This weekend, it hit the paper that, the people getting, the people signing, that were collecting, signatures had put something up there. Save Turtle Bay, sign this petition. Well, Randall Hempling at High Hover went and said, whoa, this is not saving Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay wants this land deal to go through. So, I mean, it was, you could say that perhaps they were over-enthusiastic in what they were writing. So the guys from the union said, hey, that is not what we told them. Anyway, that sign was taken down, but that was kind of like an interesting thing. Save Turtle Bay by signing this petition to stop the hotel, the sale of land, which would stop the hotel, which could put Turtle Bay out of business. You could say there was something there in the, that something was lost in the translation between the guys putting this on from Revolt and the ones people they've got out there collecting signatures or they're selling, you know, every signature that, is it true? Does anybody know for sure that, are they really collecting for every signature they get like $2?
Oh boy.
Or $3? Do they get paid that much money per signature?
I don't know, but that is misleading. You know that.
It was, but they took it down later.
And I think a lot of people probably thought,
Save Turtle Bay, and here's what happens, my friends, and this is sad, is you read, that you get sound bites, and no offense to our TV buddies, but a lot of times it's only like a 30-second or a 1-minute soundbite. That's just what they do. Mm-hmm. If you look at the paper and you look at the headlines, headlines are misleading at times. So you have to read the headlines. A lot of people don't read the paper anymore, as we know, and a lot of people get their news from, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, who they think it's really news. They think this guy's a newscaster. I mean, and, you know, in the Colbert Report, these are comedies. They can't even be on without writers. I mean, it's not like it's they're not real. Even Stewart says that you shouldn't get your news from me. And yet people still do. So people don't get all the news all the time. Now we've had here on our radio station, we've had both sides on for hours and talking about this thing and saying, you know, from both Turtle Bay side and from the union side. And I feel like, okay, I understand both parts here. And it still is a big thing. Should the land be sold? And what should it be sold for? And what is the price and prevailing wage and all of these things? The bottom line, though, what I believe is this. Turtle Bay needs to exist. I think that they can build the hotel. I think that the sale, as long as McConnell Foundation doesn't completely negate everything, which they can't, according to Turtle Bay, they can't just drop everything. The other thing, too, is that it's not riverfront. I know people say it's riverfront. It's not riverfront. It's in that parking lot next to the monolith.
Mm-hmm.
And down there by the bridge.
It's close to riverfront.
It's close to the river.
You can see the river. So that would be like ocean view.
You can see the river from our house, from my roof. Yeah. If you and I climb up on the roof, we can see the river. Is that riverfront?
Well, I'm just saying that there, you can see the argument there as far as I see. Okay.
No, it looks like, because Turtle Bay is riverfront.
Yeah. And we love Turtle Bay. We support Turtle Bay. I think I was having this conversation the other day that it's important to have in a city or a town, it's important to have cultural interests. It's important. In fact, I was reading, when Shasta County was first, the seat was in Old Shasta, and when gold mining was popular and people came from all different parts of the world, they had a cultural center. They had high tea. They read poetry. It was a very important part of their existence while they were gold mining, or people were out there for hours, that they still have this kind of cultural center. And I think it's important that we have that. We show a progressive, like we're looking at art. We're going places. We're thinking.
We're not stuck in the same rut all the time. We've got to be expanding all the time. And this is why this election, my friends, is so important. This election to help, to say, where are we going with Reading? Where are we going? How are we expanding? We talked about Cascade Square. The big question is, what's going into Johnny's Cat House?
Yeah.
Where Johnny's Cat House was. That's a good question.
We got 2 minute warning. Go ahead. Finish your thought. I have something to tell you.
Okay. But there's a good question about what should go in there. Should it be a restaurant? Another restaurant? Except you've already got, Shameless O'Leary's and you got Jack's. So what are you going to put in between there? Now, how about, and the question was, what about a coffee shop?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Do we need another coffee shop right there? What else could go there? I think a line dancing place. Okay. We know that's not going to happen because it's already been a bar and it's already led to all those things. So what could go into Johnny's? Right there. Okay.
You've made it when you've been paid not to show up.
Okay. Who's
okay,
that?
So Rocker Ted Nugent just made big bucks to not show up somewhere. The town of Longview, Texas, believe it or not, paid Nugent $16,000 to not appear at the town's 4th of July festival. Not the right feel for this kind of community event.
Oh.
In Texas. What's the right?
Because things he said in the past. I mean, it's perfectly okay to call other people, if you're on the left side, to call people names. Of course, then Ted did kind of really lean into it really hard. Anyway, so they're paying him not to show up.
Not $16,000. Please don't come. Somebody booked you, but here's your fee not to show up. And that's in the headlines.
Well, I tell you what, I don't think Ted's too worried about it. I think Ted can probably go about any place he wants to and be seen. And he still gets his $16,000 to $20,000. And what always astounds me is how much people charge to come to one of these events. I mean, to charge the rockers or just people that to break long time. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Rain is expected to hamper the search today for that missing Malaysia Airlines jet. Australian Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss telling AUBC there is new satellite data from France on possible debris.
The French sighting is, a piece of new material because that's in a completely different location. That's about 850 kilometres north of our current search area.
Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 vanished March 8th with 239 people on board. Rescue crews in Washington State still working amid fading hope of finding any survivors in the debris. Emergency management says what's now become a joint effort is allowing for around-the-clock rescue work.
Thanks to the support from the state, the governor's declaration, some great coordination with some of our partners, resources are coming in that allow us to conduct night operations.
Cleanup efforts have begun after a barge carrying nearly a million gallons of thick, sticky oil collided with a ship in Galveston Bay. Coast Guard Commander Brian Pennier.
Coast Guard and the National Transportation Safety Board, among others, are conducting an accident investigation to determine how this happened and how we can what we can learn from it to prevent this sort of thing in the future.
The Coast Guard says it's not clear how much oil spilled into the bay. Ukraine's Defense Ministry says Russian forces have stormed another Ukrainian military base on the Crimean Peninsula. Russia drawing this criticism from Republican New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte.
Vladimir Putin doesn't want to act like a responsible world leader. Instead, he still wants to act like a schoolyard bully.
Ayotte and the Republicans favor imposing more sanctions against Russia. Democrats in the Senate.
Angels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
A new poll is suggesting white people have become more solidly Republican than non-whites. Here's with the pace of U.S. economic growth seen speeding up later this year and next, many business economists expect the Federal Reserve to end its bond purchasing program this fall. Tim Gill chairs the NABE Outlook Survey and says the economists seem to expect economic growth to keep getting a little stronger as time goes by.
The median forecast of the panel is that economic growth will increase from 1.9% last year to 2.8% this year and to 3.1% in 2015.
The consensus of the economists surveyed by the National Association for Business Economics is that bad weather cut the first quarter growth rate to a very weak annual rate of 0.9%. They think things will soon improve. Kyle Busch won at Fontana for the second straight year, holding off Kyle Larson, Tony Stewart, and his own older brother Kurt on a frantic two-lap sprint to the finish. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta.
Hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not...
60 on March the 24th, a Monday, 2014, 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-604.
Treasury yield bringing that to 2.74%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 26 cents at $99.73. Gold is down $23.60 at $1,312.30. And silver is down 24 cents at $20.07. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Catherine, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisor on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, 908 in the morning right here. You know, when you're looking at annuities, you're looking at retirements, you're looking at all the different types of ways of investing money, check out Wells Fargo. Give them a call at 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors.
All right. Our forecast, sunny with a high near 78, light and variable wind becoming south. Southeast to 5 to 7 miles per hour in the afternoon tonight. Increasing clouds with a low of around 48. Now, Tuesday, we have rain near 59. And it looks like Wednesday showers and possible a thunderstorm on Wednesday. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Let's go to a tea party. Terry, is Terry on the line?
Tonight. And how fun is this going to be at the tea party at 2570 Bonnie View Road? We will be showing Runaway Slave. It's a documentary which exposes the economic slavery of the black community to the progressive big government policies of the government. The film's heroes are black conservatives who are speaking out so that all Americans can truly be free at last. So we're showing that. We're also going to have some breakout groups. We're going to be talking about how we're going to do our debate forum, what we're going to do as far as candidates, and there's some really big, big, big news on the state of Jefferson.
Oh.
That's at 2570 Bonnie View Road. tonight at 6 o'clock at Destiny Fellowship Church. So, I'm being pithy because I know that the senator's coming on and we're all eager to hear that.
Well, he should be calling in just a second, I'm sure.
Was that pithy enough?
You were pithy enough. I tell you what, you were very pithy.
Thank you, because we're all excited to hear that. One quick thing, though, was interesting. Mark Beecham made some interesting comments the other day. He certainly has an opinion of the sheriff, but that being aside, he's right. It's nice to see people running against people. There's so many people running that are unopposed. What do you think of that, Carl?
I think that everybody that has an office, that they should be out. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. They should be, have to go out and say what they stand for in front of people. And if they can't do that with an opponent, they should still come out and be encouraged to stand in front of people and say, this is why I did these things.
I think you're right.
I think that, it would be great if there could be somebody running against everybody, at least to get different ideas out there. That's the whole thing. If you're going to stand in there, you need to be healthy. Yeah, it is. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Terry. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. You know what? They have just everything going on out there. They have so many events. They have dinners, lunches, pizza night on
Thursday.
Bird
shooting.
Upland game, shooting, mm-hmm. Sporting clays, award-winning wines, the lunches, like I said, brunches on the weekend. Just, I can't say enough about the food, the service, the ambiance, all up there at Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call at 474-5546 for reservations there. Now, are we ready to go to, do we have
our senator?
Senator Gaines is on the line. Good morning, Senator Ted Gaines. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
Good. How are you? Oh, he said Carl. It's Linda, too.
You got us both.
Oh, hi, Linda.
You got us both today, Senator.
That's great. How you doing?
Great. Hey, it's been a while since you've been on. A lot of people are in the chat room saying, they're ready to listen.
Oh, wonderful. Fantastic. Okay. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's wonderful to have you on. So let's start off by saying, what is the hot list for you right now? What's the top concerns? If you had to go down the first three on your list, what would they be where you're giving your most attention to at this moment?
Sure. I would think that it's the Affordable Care Act and Covered California and the mess that has been here in the state. I've heard hundreds of stories from constituents and folks throughout the state that they've had problems with not getting the coverage that they need, or the premiums have gone up dramatically and they have higher deductibles. And we had 900,000 Californians who had individual plans that were canceled, and Covered California decided not to extend that coverage for another year. And so I've sued Covered California because I don't think they had the authority to deny coverage to 900,000 individuals in our state.
Well, Senator, everybody's been pointing out how Covered California is that big, big success of Obamacare with this, but yet we're not hearing these things of almost a million people losing their coverage and nothing being done about it.
Well, yeah, it's not as smooth as they would make you believe. They've got a huge budget. It's a $1 billion budget, for which over $100 million has been spent in marketing. And I did write a letter to Peter Lee asking for a breakdown of their budget. He did not respond, so I asked for a joint legislative audit of their budget. They spent $1.37 million with a video as a webcast with Richard Simmons, who is 65-year-old Dazzercise type of.
Yeah, we know who he is. He was here.
He was big here.
He did a show here in Reading, and yeah. It was pretty fabulous.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody likes Richard.
Oh, gosh. But he was on stage with a contortionist doing some very strange dancing, and it was an outreach effort to millennials. And I, for the life of me, I can't figure out how you'd get people to sign up for Covered California as a result of that. Show, and it was just a huge waste of taxpayer money.
How much was that? How much did he spend for that?
It was 1.37 million. It was a podcast. I think it went for 6 hours, but it was just, ridiculous.
Hey, Senator, Linda and I would do that for half the price for 6 hours. I tell you, we'll take $600,000 and we'll do things out
but
there.
But I can't promise you that I can,
do the
you
contortionist
know,
stuff.
Yes, exactly.
But anyway. we can dance. We can dance around and,
he does. He is funny though. They brought him up here from Shasta Regional, Healthy Heart and Healthy Lives and stuff like that. But anyway, so we understand your point in part.
Yeah,
I'm
not
ridiculous.
Yeah, I just think that the messaging was wrong.
Yeah.
For meals.
Sounds weird.
That's funny.
Okay. Hey, you're kind of breaking in and out here, but we're getting most of everything you're saying here. Senator, we got to take a quick break here. And we come back, I know that this is we've got more for the Covered California, but the also water and drought that's going on in our state right now too. I know it's occupying a lot of your time. Also, I was questions in here about a couple of the senators got their hands caught in the cookie jar.
Yes,
and and we'd like you to address that also too. There's a lot of questions
sure.
in it. All right, we'll be right back. Senator Ted Gaines is our guest, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, your grassroots radio.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
Ted Lighty here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 54 degrees. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Avanti Travel. We want to just encourage you again. to join us as we go to the British Isles. We're taking a group of veterans here from Reading, and we have special tickets to the military tattoo, very coveted tickets to get a hold of. Only happens 3 weeks in August, and we are leaving August 15th, so we would love to have you come join us as we tour the British Isles, and we do Edinburgh, and it's going to be a wonderful trip. So join us and give Avanti a call here. It's called Salute to the Veterans Cruise, British Isles on the Ruby Princess.
It's not just for veterans, it's for everybody, but it is called the Salute to Veterans.
244-1400.
Our guest is Senator Ted Gaines. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Okay. You know, Senator, when we were talking about covered California when we left, it seems like that it's such a great success, yet most of the people, from what I understand, are, you know, like for Medicaid, for signing up. It's just like all of Obamacare, you know, we get all these great numbers, all these numbers, but it turns out that most of them haven't paid. A lot of them were from existing plans that were not good enough for the government and, you know, re-signed up. So, I mean, how much is this costing us here in California?
Well, it looks like the price tag is $1 billion for setting up the insurance exchange. And then, of course, you have the cost of the subsidies. And I'm not clear that there's any cost containment. When the president was pushing this early on, he was saying that it was going to save, you know, taxpayers or policyholders, you know, several thousand dollars a year. And we're not seeing that. And we haven't done anything to address what drives up the cost of medical care. And yet we've have this massive government intervention that gives us fewer choices. If you take a look at the new ACA covered products, it's basically four plans. And if you're, let's say you're a healthy individual and you just want a catastrophic policy with higher deductibles and you just want the coverage there if you have something serious, you can't buy that type of product anymore. And I was talking to a gentleman down in Los Angeles who was actually a producer for a radio show down there, and he makes $41,000 a year. He had a catastrophic policy that paid $157 a month. He got forced off of it, had to go into Obamacare-type product, and it was going to cost over $300 a month. So he did not buy coverage. So he's now has no coverage because he couldn't afford the additional expense. So it's just crazy.
Well, I think you're seeing that in a lot of places that, where it, you know, in some cases it might actually help people, but in most cases the deductible is going way up. Every doctor we have talked to, by the way, Senator, all says the same thing. We're facing catastrophic problems in our healthcare. You know, with this new way of having to keep track for the coding, 147,000 new codes that the doctors have to use. I mean, right now we know doctors that they used to just hire people to do their medical billing, you know, that you could teach them to do it and they would do a good job. But with all the medical terminology now, the doctors are having, after they've seen patients, they're working on this stuff on the weekends to try and make sure the coding is right, because they're not sure that they would ever get reimbursed if they, you know, if they didn't put the right code in.
Right. It's ridiculous. Now, there is one aspect that I like, and that is the pre-existing conditions aspect. So if you had cancer a couple of years ago, now you can get coverage. That's a great reform, but we didn't have to take the entire medical system, one-sixth of our economy, and turn it on its head to do that. We could have simply set up a special risk pool that we could have money in to make sure that those with pre-existing conditions can buy the coverage.
Well, I agree on that, because there are, we're not saying the healthcare coverage in our country was perfect, but you're right. Existing conditions, if somebody left one job and went to another one and then their family's not covered again, is not right. But if, for all the money that it's been spent on this, you could take every person that wasn't covered by insurance in California and give them a pretty good plan.
Yes.
You know, just by giving them, hey, we're going to pay $1,000 a month for you, for your health coverage. And that would,
sure.
And it would be, you know, the one thing that keeps coming back is that where we're not changing the way we do health coverage. We're doing our, you know, our regular, you know, seeing the doctors and all. You're not really changing it that much. What we're doing is changing how we pay, and that the insurance companies are going to get paid no matter what. And this is something that they love.
That's right. That's right. So we've got, we ought to be figuring out what are the cost drivers. How do we reduce, I like, for instance, transparency. Why can't we have more transparency so that we as consumers can shop and we can compare what certain services cost at a medical facility or a hospital or certain doctor services, so that it'd be nice to be able to check the background on a doctor or on a medical facility, check the quality of care, but also the pricing, because I might be able to get an MRI at, you know, facility A for $800 and facility B might be $1,600. We should have those choices and that information available, and that could help drive costs down.
I see. And you're right. There's got to be, there's better ways of doing this. The, what do you think of the idea of keeping children on their parents' plan to age 26?
Well, I, you know, just, you know, having six kids, I guess, you know, we can debate that. But really, let's look at it. What it does is I think it delays responsibility in adulthood. So, you know, we're trying to raise our children to be independent, to get out of the home, to get a job. And now we're providing more choices for people up to 26 years of age, when we really ought to be saying, you know what, the work ethic is great and you ought to be out there working and you can get the benefits once you have a paying job. And so the focus ought to be on how are we creating jobs in the economy, how are we making it robust like we did in the Reagan era, where we, you know, through tax cuts and the right policies and the right messages being signaled from Congress and the President, we created 20 million jobs over a seven-year time frame. I mean, it's incredible what could happen with the right leadership in place.
You know, Senator, we talk about how California's got the eighth largest economy. It may have slipped to 12 by now. I'm not sure. It keeps slipping. And yet the CEOs, when CEOs of all these companies throughout the United States and all these other polls that are taken shows that California is the worst place to do business in or to start a business in. Is there anything happening in the Senate level in California that is addressing any of this?
You know, I worry about it. The governor has started up a program to try to, you know, help businesses and to help draw businesses to California. I appreciate those efforts, but we have to do so much more. I had a chance to speak to the governor recently, and I told him, you know, please move forward with Monterey Shale, that we have this huge asset of over 15 billion barrels of oil available that could create hundreds of thousands of high-paying jobs, and that we're struggling so much for our middle class in California. It's been decimated, and people that are very wealthy can, you know, they know the tax code, and they can relocate their business maybe to Nevada and Arizona and still retain a second home here. The middle class doesn't have that luxury, and even when we, you know, I'm getting back into the Affordable Care Act here again, but middle class individuals are being hurt by this too, because you may be making just enough money to raise your family, but you're not getting any of the subsidy benefit, and they're seeing their premiums go up as much as $500 a month. I just read a story in the Sacramento Bee a week ago about that. So.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, our guest is Senator Ted Gaines. Okay, who is Ted Gaines? Let's ask, are you a Republican, independent, or Democrat?
A Republican.
Okay, I just want to say for people tuning in.
Yeah.
Now, do you feel that with everything that's coming out in the headlines, we've got a lot of activity in the chat pack, that our elected officials should be held to a higher standard?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what we want. We need to ask those questions outright. People, believe it or not, Senator, people are driving up. You know, the room just turned around and looked at me like I was crazy. But you know what? We've got people driving. They're turning the channels off and on. They're in and out. And they need to know who Senator Ted Gaines is. We need to hear more from you, see more from of you, hear from you. And this is really important, this time that you're tuning in to KCNR 1460. We're happy to have you with us. And again, we've got a lot of activity going on. on in the chat room about some of our elected officials that have felonies, that have taken, you know, with what some people would consider side money for special interests. And I think a lot of people are feeling really outraged. They want some straight shooters.
Yes, and I've always tried to be as transparent as I can and a straight shooter, and we've had problems in the Senate. And had a senator who looks like he accepted bribes. I mean, there's testimony and recordings and things. He still has to go through a trial. But it's very sad, and it's terrible for the institution. It's terrible for people's confidence in government. And we've got to do everything we can to make sure that we are straight shooters, and that we're doing what the will of our constituents are. And I strive to do that.
Well, you know, I've got comments right here. It says Rod Wright convicted of 8 felonies and is not expelled while waiting for sentencing.
Yeah. And we've attempted to do that on the Senate floor. Those efforts have been voted down by the majority Democrats. And we just feel that if a situation like that occurred, I would think that the member would resign, and if they don't resign, then they should be expelled.
What is their reasoning behind this? This is a guy convicted of 8 felonies, and the Democrats are keeping her. Is it just because they want to keep that number there to vote? Can he vote?
Well, we tried to make that as clear as possible too, and got the Senate pro tem to make a statement publicly several times that he would not bring in Rod Wright or Ron Calderon for any future votes unless they were exonerated. So we do have that on the record. But I think in the case with Senator Wright, the folks on the other side of the aisle said that he's still not gone through the sentencing process with the judge, and that it's possible that the judge could overturn the jury's decision.
Oh.
But if a jury has found you guilty, in these circuits,
yeah,
maybe that resignation would be the right step. But
I know. You know what?
Here we are.
But for some reason, Republicans seem to eat their young immediately. And the Democrats say, oh, no, there could, no, the hand of God could come down and exonerate everybody in this, you know, so we're okay. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. We got you for some more time on the other side of the news here, or the break here?
Yes.
Okay, great, because I know we want to talk about some insurance commission and water and jobs.
Great.
All right.
Wonderful.
Senator Ted Gaines is our guest today. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, March 24th, 2014. It is 8:34 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. In case you have phone, give us a call. We have Senator Ted Gaines as our guest. 54 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. It's like the Cheers of barbershops. Great prices. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. It's a great place. I'm going down there today. Get my, ears lowered or raised, whatever they call that. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Senator Ted Gaines. Welcome back, Senator.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, thanks for being with us. The drought, we're having a heck of a time here, as you know, throughout the state. Even though we're supposed to be getting rain tomorrow, it starts moving in tomorrow. We're still 12 inches short, and everybody we talk to says that this could be just a hellacious fire season, plus the fact that the water that's been allocated for our farmers is like 25% of what they usually get. Can you address any of this?
Yeah, I have been fighting for additional water storage since I've been in the legislature, and it's been a very frustrating process. There was a water bill that was passed a few years ago, but it was laden with pork, and I could not support it. And it was an $11 billion piece of legislation, and we could put water storage in the state for about $3 billion. And so there is discussion going on in the legislature now about trimming that bill down and reopening it. And I'm open to that, and hoping that we can be more careful with taxpayer money and build the water storage that we need. And it will go on the ballot for a vote of the people. In the meantime, I think we ought to take a look at state law and be working with the feds on the allocation of water, making sure that our ranchers and farmers and people have priority of that water over fish, quite frankly. And we want to make sure that and steps are already being taken in terms of the salmon run to make sure that those fish are being shipped to proper areas so that they're not going to die through this drought year. And we've got to just be much better in planning for the growth in California that we know is going to occur. It won't be too long. Within the next couple decades, we'll be at 50 million people here in the state of California, and we cannot rely just on conservation.
No, conservation is not going to be the – yeah, no matter what people say, you know, you can only put in so many low-flush toilets and brush your teeth every other day.
That's right.
I mean, you know, the thing about it is there's a – I don't know if you've ever read the book Cadillac Desert. But it talks about where the water comes from and what should be out there. And frankly, a lot of California is desert, yet we've made it into a Garden of Eden out here. And this is at a certain point, you run out of assets. we've got, like, right down here in Anderson, they're talking about 25% of getting the 25% of what they were expecting for irrigation, and there's not enough groundwater to cover that. This is just a are you seeing this from throughout the state, and I not just here in Northern California?
Yes. Yeah, we're seeing it down in the valley too, the Modesto region, farther south, Hanford area. They've got real struggles with huge cutbacks in water, and you know, I'm advocating different allocations so that we can get more money to our farmers and ranchers.
The you know, I'm changing subjects here, but when we start talking about building reservoirs and ways of catching water, you know, it always comes back then to the high-speed railroad that that we seem to that has an inexhaustible amount of funding it's going to need. Is that one stopped now? Do you think that one is it still going to move forward? Is there any other nails that need to be put in the coffin?
Well, there's been some discussion about an actual repeal. I think it was an assembly member that Gorrell, I believe, was pushing that forward to just say, you know, to stop it in its tracks. I don't know whether to what degree they've been successful in gathering signatures for that, but I've never been a supporter of it. It's just well thought out. The initiative, it really, quite frankly, surprised me that it even passed by a vote of the people, and it allocated $10 billion for a project that was going to be in the low $40 billion range. And the estimates have already more than doubled what the cost is going to be. The estimated times of travel are going up. The estimated fare cost is going up. You're creating all sorts of havoc in parts of California over property rights issues. There's a lot of farmers and ranchers that are going to be impacted. And I just think that if you wanted to have higher speed rail, there's ways of doing that with existing track, and you could even double track portions of existing infrastructure that would increase times, and you could do it for a fraction of the cost. So I've just not been a supporter of it. I'd rather see those dollars allocated to infrastructure in the state, which could be, you know, water storage infrastructure. Our roads are falling apart. We really need to upgrade those. You know, I just see different ways to allocate that money more efficiently.
I think there's a lot of different ways to allocate that money more efficiently.
Yeah.
You know, and I would, you know, the thing that's scary about this, Senator, is that we, you know, after it was passed and then it came back out again in a referendum, and people still passed it a couple years ago. Yep. And said, oh yeah, we need this. I just can't believe that there's that many dense people, but perhaps there are, but now they said if they had another referendum, it would lose. So
that's right. That's right. I think as the public is getting more information about it, they're stepping up and saying, "Hey, this isn't a good idea." And the last polling I heard about, I think it was over 60% were in opposition. So, you know, if you could get it on the ballot, the trick is, can you gather enough signatures in a limited amount of time? And it usually costs anywhere from $1 million to $2 million just to gather the signatures. And who has that kind of money? So it's not an easy process.
Well, I think that's the part is that, you know, that just trying to get that many signatures on there. But if it would save that much money, you know, it's just ludicrous that this continues to go on. And the last thing I heard was Brown was saying it would help the elderly because, you know, they would take them off the roads. I'm just, you know, I never cease to be amazed about what comes out of Sacramento at times.
Well, and I think there's, in terms of the technology, we're going to have driverless cars probably in the next decade. So that would answer the question with, you know, ourselves as baby boomers. I think we're going to have the technology where the car can drive us from point A to point B, and we don't need a high-speed rail system.
Well, you know, frankly, from somebody that rides his Harley a lot, that That right there is terrorizing to me, right? You know, because
okay.
it's bad. Well, I know maybe it'd be safer. Maybe it would be safer because it's got an all-around 360-degree alert that says I'm not going to pull into your lane and knock you off your bike. I mean, maybe that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm a car guy, you know, so I love driving. I'm very passionate about it. But I think there are means that we can use some of this technology that will provide more mobility for seniors in the future.
That's good. Let's see, what was the last question? We talked about business, we talked about water, we talked about covered California, we talked about the high speed train fiasco. All the money that is, right now, the veterans, in America, but especially in California, California, the unemployment of our veterans are coming back from these long wars that we've been in and continue to be in. The unemployment rate nationwide for 18 to 24 year olds is something like 25%, but we know it's much, much higher than that because it doesn't count the ones that are just in two jobs or not looking anymore. Is there anything being done in Sacramento to address this problem?
There are, yes, and there's been talk, through the governor's office and the legislature in terms of making sure that we are providing those opportunities with the private sector. And I think we need to continue to encourage that. These are individuals that have served our nation, that have put their lives in harm's way, and we ought to be doing everything we can to help get them employed. I'd like to see further engagement by the private sector. And I've seen many examples of that without any sort of government intervention where they're just saying, you know, this is our responsibility as it's a corporate responsibility that we're going to step up and help veterans in terms of the training necessary and bring them on. It raises other questions, and this is getting out of state politics, but, you know, is it wise to be slimming down our military when I think there are clouds on the horizon with what's happening in Russia, what's happening in China. So I'm a little nervous about some of the decisions that are being made at the federal level.
You know, Sacramento never ceases to amaze me, but what happens in D.C. is even better. And the fact that you've got the Russians moving into Crimea and maybe into the Ukraine, then what's going to happen there? And the Chinese launching aircraft carriers every other year.
Right.
And we want to cut back, even smaller when they're saying, oh, we won't be fighting ground wars. Well, you know, every time we figure that we're not going to be fighting a ground war, we end up into a ground war. Anyway.
You're right, Carl.
Hey, you know, we got to take a quick break. Our guest is Senator Ted Gaines. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people down there helping our community. We'll be right back after these messages.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades,
provide specialty dining advantages and extra onboard credit. It's our Salute to the Veterans cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans. Choice of soup or salad and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Back down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:48 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. I can't say enough about Martin and Alliance Heating and Air. Warranties guaranteed, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Currently 56 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 78. Increasing clouds tonight with temperatures low as 48. Tomorrow we have 90% chance of rain, hitting around 59 a high. Talk about a 20 degree change in temperature. And showers on Wednesday, with highs around 54. And that is our forecast and our weather that is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest this morning is Senator Ted Gaines. Welcome back to the show and thanks for joining us this morning.
Sure. Thank you.
You know, Senator, by the way, it's phone lines here, 605-4567, if you've got a question for the Senator, 605-4567, the phone lines are open. Senator, your insurance commissioner.
Yes.
You've thrown your hat into the ring.
I have, and I just feel like I can try to impact things in a bigger way in the state, which is, from a governance standpoint, going in the wrong direction in many fronts, especially from the legislative perspective. And I just think that this is a great opportunity. It's my background. I am an independent insurance agent and broker. I've done it for 31 years and think that I can provide some good insight in terms of the insurance commissioner and how to regulate insurance companies, how to regulate agents, but also take a look at opportunities for expanding the marketplace. Can we have more options for the consumer? We need to continue to go after fraud, make sure that people are held accountable and companies are held accountable. But look at the opportunities for rate decreases, trying to get those processed as quickly as possible instead of the 1, 2, and 3 year delays that we're experiencing in the Department of Insurance currently.
How many insurance commissioners are there?
There's just one.
Just that one.
Yeah.
One. Okay.
Just that one.
Well, I think about George Runner and the and that Board of Equalization and all that. That there may be like three or four insurance commissioners. So there's just the one then.
Yes, and we're not broken down by district or anything like that. It's just
statewide,
just one for the state.
Okay.
And he actually wields quite a bit of power. The position does, and if there's an initiative on the ballot to regulate health insurance rates, and if that passes, even more power will go to the insurance commissioner. And I don't think that's a good thing, quite frankly. I like actually power being reduced and pushed back to the local level as much as possible. But I guess the other side of that coin is that you do need to make sure that that the players in the marketplace are operating in a fiscally responsible way, and that they're treating their clients the right way. They're treating the customer, the policyholder, in the right way.
Well, you know, the fact is that is a lot of power. And a lot of the complaints with people are that we've got so much power in the hands of people that aren't elected, and that they are, you know, like they're a bureaucracy that you never see, yet they make all these rules and taxes, like the fire tax and so many others. So at least the insurance commissioner is an elected position.
That's correct.
But
yeah,
is this going to be an uphill battle because you have an R behind your name?
It presents challenges, obviously, but I think this is probably the perfect year.
This could be the year, huh?
Yeah, 2014, because there have been so many challenges with the Affordable Care Act. When you look at the polling, it's on both sides of the aisle, people that are against the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, coupled with further regulation on the ballot, and a gubernatorial race that I think may be actually very quiet. And so when you see a down-ticket race like insurance commissioner get elevated with all the controversy surrounding insurance, it could provide just the right environment. And, you know, I'm an optimist, and I'm always looking at what happened in 1994 in California when we picked up a number of seats, and there was this wave that went across the nation. And we may be position for that to happen again in this election.
You're right. This may be the year that people have just had enough.
Right.
You mentioned the governor's race here. One of our questions is, question, Carl, can he talk about the Republican opponent challenging Brown?
Oh, yeah, that's headline.
Well, you know, we've got two Republicans that are in the race. Mr. Donnelly, who's been active and engaged for months and months now, and he's a big Tea Party candidate, very supportive of Second Amendment rights, and working very hard. And there's another gentleman, Neil Kashkari, who worked in the Bush administration, but does not have political experience, but is, I would say, a more moderately toned Republican candidate. And I just think it's going to be, you know, tough in this cycle because Governor Brown, his ratings have been good, and he, you know, some of his, you know, there's a lot of things that I don't agree with the governor, but he's also done some things that, quite frankly, have checked unions, for instance, on card check legislation. He vetoed that legislation. The budget has become balanced. He has been, quite frankly, a voice of reason in some cases. And the joke that we have is that he's the most conservative Democrat at the Capitol.
You know what? So, that's a scary thing. You know what? When you see him, when you actually literally see that, and you say, "Oh my gosh, the governor is more conservative than anybody else." You know that? You know, and you tell people that, or people, you know, I call people who live in other parts of this, you know, because they have businesses. And I said, "Hey, y'all ever thought about relocating?" And I get "relo" out of my mouth, and they just roll on the ground. I said, "Hey, wait a minute, Governor Brown's really taking on that conservative, you know, that conservative look here," and they just roll even, you know, they laugh even harder. So, isn't that scary?
He is hard to predict. He made a statement a couple of weeks ago that, you know, "I think we have enough potheads in California."
Yeah, I love it.
To legalize marijuana. I'm just going, "Oh my gosh!"
And so did Feinstein. Feinstein said, "No, we don't need any more." Yeah. And I'm like, "Yes." Hey, Senator Ted Gaines has been our guest. Senator, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
like,
we're going to have to make this a regular date here.
Yeah. We'd like
wonderful.
To have you.
I'd love to come back on. Absolutely.
Okay. We'll work that out with our people here, and that we get you on a regular basis coming back on.
Okay.
Tell us what's going on there.
Thank you.
Very well.
Senator
thank
Ted
you.
Gaines.
Thank you so much, Senator.
8:56 in the morning, and yeah, so what's – that was nice.
Well, you know,
finally, yeah.
Well, you know, it's been a while, and you know, frankly, the senators, you know, senator was elected, and all this is that, you know, we have cordial, very cordial relations with him. You went to high school with the senator, anyway, so we need to do that because we've got our congressman, we've got our assemblyman, and now our senator on a regular basis here. One of the things, though, tomorrow is Sam Paredes will be joining us from Gun Owners of California. We're having that, of course, that big soiree this weekend. Gun Owners of California, and you can, you know, raffles and guns, I mean, for, you know, raffling and silent auction, the whole thing.
And also
this weekend, you can get your tickets at Jones's Fort.
And also this weekend, in fact, I hope they come on my show Thursday night, is the Turtle Bay Auction.
Turtle Bay Auction.
And I'll be emceeing with my friends Dave West, and Mark LaSalle will be the auctioneer. And there's some wonderful, wonderful opportunities to go in with some people and buy vacations and dinners and all kinds of great stuff. So that's happening, of course, at the Reading Convention Center on Reading Civic Center on Saturday night. And so we're going to be hopping. You're going to be hopping between
I'll be running back and forth on this, because Gun Owners of California, you know, I strongly believe we should be supporting this, my friends. So go out and buy a ticket and get a chance to get into raffles and everything, have a great dinner, listen to some good speeches, and talk about fighting for our Second Amendment, which we are in deep, dire straits right here in California. Because even though Brown vetoed some of the more onerous regulations, he let some of the others roll through there. Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, our friends down there, your local Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to make the best deal in the North State? Give them a call at 223-2177. Reading Crown Motors. I like them. You know, they support a lot of the things that happen right here
it's
in our state.
It's been a great day today. We've covered a lot of stuff. What's
who's
on?
A lot of things. Tomorrow, Sam Paredes, like I said, and we've got a couple other people that are rolling through here tomorrow also, talking about veterans issues that are going on. Of course, the Welcome Home Vietnam Vets is this Saturday from 10 to 3.
A lot of down stuff
at
going
the,
on this
Yeah,
weekend.
Down at the Veterans Hall. So many things going on again this weekend.
And getting ready for April. So we have had March Madness.
Yeah, our March Madness is going to, our March Madness then goes into April Madness and then to May Madness.
So I want to make sure this is Monday. Make it a great day. Do random acts of kindness. That actually happened the other day as I was driving through a coffee. Do the drive-thru before I went to the doggy park. Somebody had paid for me, and I paid it forward and paid for the people behind me. That was a kind of a cool thing to have happen. So random acts of kindness on this Monday. Think about it this week, and, you know, what can you do to be a good citizen?
Yeah, and join us tomorrow. We're here, like I said, with Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California, plus several other guests that you're going to just love. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, your grassroots radio station. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Gonna stand my
ground. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is heartbreaking news for relatives of those aboard the missing Malaysian jetliner. Malaysia's prime minister says it based on a new analysis of satellite data.
Flight MH370 ended in the southern Indian Ocean.
Apparently, the aircraft crashed in that remote location more than 1,000 miles west of Perth, Australia. Still no wreckage found and no word on why the big jet with 239 people on board crashed. 8 confirmed deaths, more than a dozen people still missing following a 1-square-mile mudslide north of Seattle. The local sheriff describes the scene as one of
total devastation. This is unbelievable.
He spoke with KOMO-TV. And now Russia is retaliating against Canada for sanctions imposed over the Ukraine.